Back in the performance studio tonight, and our guests, the Milwaukee band Panalure, in the studio tonight, and the room is full of players. All six are here, plus me. It's not a lot of elbow room, and it's going to get hot in here before long, so let's get moving right along with it. The story behind this band, at least the legend so far, goes like this, that guitarist Michael and bassist Ken were sitting at Hooligans. They came up with a crazy idea. Hey, let's put together a covers band. And then you guys talked to Fred over here, who plays guitar and sings, and I think Fred, you said, covers, I'm sick of it.
That's right.
You're not the only one, by the way. But you had some original ideas, and take the story from there, you guys.
A number of these songs go back to some earlier days of older bands of mine over the last 20 years or so. But when I met these guys and we had the possibility of working with an accordion player and a slide guitar, and we really changed the sound, rearranged a number of these songs, and it became really a great inspiration. And we've been writing over the last year. So the band started probably with about a dozen older songs, but we've been quickly adding 2-3 songs a month. So we're really building up our sets, and it's really been great working with these guys.
Do you have this collaborative genius going on between all of you?
I think we really do. It's an amazing collaboration. I generally bring down a basic song format and a melody idea, and we just pitch it out there to the band, and we jam on it, and things fall together, and sometimes they fall together really quickly, and sometimes we might try it in half a dozen different ways before we find the right combination.
You have called your music seductive and twisted. Sounds a little bit like me, actually. But before we hear a song, to give people an idea what we're talking about here, let's maybe try and describe the sound you guys create, because it is unique. It is different. It's something that, at least around here, we haven't heard very much of.
Now, there's a challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody can pick up on that one. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think we're rooted in traditional music, blues, and some early rock, some country and folk, and basically a lot of roots styles. And we've all been around long enough that we've absorbed lots of different styles. So I think it's a pretty eclectic sound. We can take things in a more acoustic direction sometimes. We can take things in more of an electric rocking direction once in a while. And it makes for an interesting night. I think that people who have come out to see us have been surprised at the range of the band. Mm-hmm. And also, I think that people really – I've been surprised how much people are really interested in listening to the music. I think bands I've played with in the past have often been like dance-oriented bands. And I think this is the first band I've ever played in where people really sat down, tuned in, really listened to the band, and commented later about how much they enjoyed the music and the lyrics and the melodies in a way that I've never experienced in a previous band.
That's an ultimately cool compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's give them a taste of what we're talking about here. You guys want to do Skater's Waltz first? Is that it?
Sure. That's right.
Okay. Panalure, Skater's Waltz, WUWM at night.
Skating through the mall, over tile and concrete, over nothing at all. I was having the time of my life, moving faster than the speed of light. There was a man there with the saddest smile that I have ever seen. tell a joke about most anything. Almost anything. A twist of thread, a golden braid around my head, across my grave. I've been waiting here for a thousand days in a golden cage. So we entered where the walls divided between plywood guardians. And we found the questions to the answers that confined us to a false search. Fear and desire, twist of thread, a golden braid has got me tied, has got me chained. I've been waiting here for a thousand days in a golden cage. There was a child there with the brightest face I've ever seen, spun like silk from a spider, silver spider milk cream. Said you will dance now, and the room filled with sound, and the songs of a thousand ages came tumbling down.
Live and local, Panallure in the WWM Performance Studio tonight. That's the Skaters Waltz. Their EP is called the Attic Demo, A-T-T-I-C, not the A-D-D-I-C-T demo. You guys are playing Saturday night.
That's
at
fair.
Shank. And this is kind of a format that I have seen more and more people try, and that is a night of music and art.
Well, actually, it's Ken's brainchild.
It is. Let's get this man to a microphone.
Yeah, right. Let's get this guy.
So you're just interested to know how I came up with this? Well, you know, Fred and I are both visual artists, and Fred and I actually go back a ways. And so as we were developing names for the band, we actually plundered all of the Kodak library of copyrights, and because all of those are no longer in use. And the idea of Panallure came up. There was actually Verichrome. There's a few other names in there. And we just started talking about this idea of, geez, wouldn't it be cool if we actually did something sort of visual with this and photographic with it? And we sort of talked about it over time. And And we started out by doing one artist. We just did one artist with one of our songs. I think the first one we did was I'm Not Thinking About You, featuring a photographer from Milwaukee named Steve Foster, mm-hmm. who started the photography program here at UWM. And that worked out pretty well. And then we started building more of them. And then we decided to build a whole show around it. And so we've now collected 18 artists from around the world to what will be projected behind the band on Saturday night.
Cool. That's a great idea.
So we have it was a very exciting project. We have a woman from Argentina, another photographer from Paris, a fabulous photographer from London, another one from Wales. So it was really exciting, actually, communicating with these people and calling up these really esteemed photographers from all over the world and saying, we have this kind of wacky idea, and we're a band in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're playing this bar called Shank Hall. And we're wondering if you'd, like, let us use your images and go through all this trouble and turn them over to someone that you don't even know. Because, you know, they're all high-res images. And so at this point, they're being very trustful that we'll use them respectfully. And so the idea will be to project them for the show, and then ultimately some of them at least will be made into videos.
Excellent. I was going to say that anybody who knows anything about photography or the way it used to be done would know that Panelure is the high-res printing paper that was used years ago.
Actually, it was a printing paper that was used by newspapers to convert color photography to black and white.
Oh, okay.
So if a photographer went out and shot color and they go, oh, no, we don't have a color space, he'd have to go back into the darkroom and reprint it on Panelure paper.
Okay.
So it reduces the world to black and white, which I think is an appropriate metaphor for Fred's songs.
Well, you can sit down now.
This is one that we have been playing an awful lot since we first got the EP, and that's Get the Girl. People have heard this one a lot, but let's hear it live. How about it?
What's been going on? It's not like you have been completely straight. You say you've done your best, but it's been much too little, much too late. I can't expect to carry on. You're half full and my half empty plate. And I'd do anything for you. Don't even know the tending my own way. All I wanted was to touch your hand. To change the world, and all I wanted was to get the girl. Now I'm not sure of anything. You say I doubted you, but I can't help it, I doubt everything. This is nothing new. It's just my way of taking care of things. There is no stone unturned. There is no romance to my reckoning. And everything is upside down. At least I know where the bottom is. It's a compromised position. Flowing my disposition. usual competition between my head and heart.
Liking it a lot. That is called Get the Girl, our in-studio guests tonight. Milwaukee's Panallure, and you can catch their show Saturday night at Shank along with 1913. Now, that's a good bill. You guys played together before, right?
Oh, well, this is our first time.
First time? Okay. All right. It sounds like a good fit, you know, mm-hmm. Victor DiLorenzo's project and you guys. Sounds good. Was it Fred or Ken mentioned before that all of you guys are experienced players. None of you are like up-and-comers. This isn't a college band or anything. You all have, you know, decent lives going on outside of this. What's the music future look like for you guys?
Are
you going to hang with this project?
I think so, yeah. I think we're all committed to this project. I think we're only sort of just beginning to really feel where the project can go and what it can be. Mm-hmm. Our first recording was really a developmental recording. We were working out the arrangements, and it came out good enough that we decided, well, you know, let's use this as a demo. And then it came out good enough that you played some of it on the radio.
Oh,
so
true.
We were like, wow, that's fantastic. So, we're thinking with this next real recording that we can really kind of dig in, and I expect that probably by early summer we'll have a release.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be leaking out one
right.
at a time. All right. I know it's only January, but you guys thinking of doing a lot of the outdoor summer stuff this year? Do you think this group is conducive to playing outdoors on a stage during the summer, or are you a better indoor kind of band?
I think that we're kind of a better indoor band. I would certainly take a small stage gig someplace for an outdoor thing, but mm-hmm. I do think that we're kind of a listening band.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, a side stage at Summerfest or River Splash.
Chill on the Hill?
Where people are kind of relaxed and listening, that might work.
Yeah.
I think indoor would be best because outdoors, you miss a lot of the nuance that's going on, like even we have in this room tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're out there and all amped up and hitting
right.
it out there, people aren't going to notice.
Yes.
But,
right.
Yeah, better indoor band.
Yeah.
We do amp up, too.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely do,
We can be loud if we want to.
We can
yeah.
talk a bit.
Yeah,
okay.
We certainly do.
Well, let's do one more here. You promised me some cowboy song. What was that about?
Existentialist cowboy song. Well, it's about 3.5 minutes long.
No, okay.
story.
Yeah, and it's really deep.
Yeah, it's really deep.
Life in the saddle is enough for me. Rolling prairie, the endless desert, giving me a place to cool my heels. I build a fire, pull up a rock, and you can join me for a cup of tea. It doesn't matter, the world won't stop, and I can use the company. Burn some doggies all day long. Prairie rhythm just can't be wrong. drive a Chevy, but now I stay at home on the range where I belong. It used to count my blessings like the money that I made. Made a pact with heaven till the clouds rolled away. Run some doggies all day long. This prairie rhythm just can't be wrong. Break out the guitars and sing along. This is my existentialist cowboy song. Out here in the wild, call of wind and the coyote howl. But I'm a body and a body must stay proud. I'd give my soul if I had one around. Hunt some doggies all day long. This prairie rhythm just can't be wrong. Break out the guitars and sing along. This is my existentialist cowboy song. Cowboy song. Cowboy song.
I was waiting for that. The existential cowboy song, Panalure, our guest in the studio tonight. Thank you, everybody, for making time to come down here. I mean,
thanks for having us.
That means a lot for having all of you in here. That's really nice.
You.
And Saturday night, you want to see these guys live, Shank Hall, along with 1913, and a bunch of cool pictures, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and mention that it's going to be right after the Packer game.
Oh, that's right, yes. Yeah. No, after the Packer victory on Saturday.
1913 Packers victory.
Yeah, there you go. That'll work.
Close.
All right, so after the Packers win, head over to see these guys Saturday night at Shank.
Mm-hmm. Or you can come to Shank and watch it at the...
Watch it there. Another capital idea. Well, let's go out with a song. You want to do one more? We can do one more.
Sure.
Do you want to do Left Hand Way, I guess?
Left Hand Way.
Neither flesh nor fire, neither toward nor away. At the still point, at the center, at the front of the stage, strung out on the wires of a left-hand wave. She's led me astray with the left-hand wave. Straight.